This is the Hear Me Out CC podcast, a place to hear stories from the deaf and hard of hearing people, and from your host, Ahmed Khalifa.
I have recently just watched a good movie, actually, called Sound of Metal, co-written and directed by Darius Marder, and it has a deaf character, which obviously piqued my interest. And the actors involve Riz Ahmed, who I actually really like. I like his style. I think he's a good actor. Has other people like Olivia Cooke and Paul Rassi and even Lauren Ridloff, who is ASL speaker, and she is one of the Marvel heroes as well. So that's kind of cool. But anyway, I just thought I'd check it out. And it's on Amazon Prime for those who are interested. And just to give my own review and what I think about it, especially from my perspective, it's important for me to point out that it's my personal opinion, so don't take it all by heart. If you agree with it, great. If you don't agree with it, fine. Just accept it. It's just a thing that everyone has, an own opinion. So let me know what you think. If you have an opinion about it, I'd love to hear it. But I just want to do a caveat that these are my opinions only. So let's get into it. Let's see what I thought of the film Sound of Metal. A very brief story about Sound of Metal is Riz Ahmed, he plays a character called Ruben, and he's a drummer who just suddenly lost his hearing. And I'm presuming it's because of the drumming, loud noise, and that has not really had a good effect on his hearing. And then it just, what seemed like, disappeared quite instantly during a performance on stage. So that's the kind of story about it. And then it follows his journey about his struggle to accept it, and he's in a relationship, and he's a drummer, and he wants to do that, but then he kind of has to get involved with the deaf community and trying to find himself and his deaf identity, I suppose. And he ended up having to get cochlear implants, but at that time he separated from his girlfriend and want to get back into that, the music scene, be with his girlfriend, and just follow that journey as he tries to find his own deaf identity. And as he's late deafened, that makes it a bit more complicated because he doesn't know anything about it. So quite interesting to see how that is portrayed, and I quite enjoyed how it was actually done. Immediately, what you will notice is that the sounds are distorted so that you can be in the mind of Ruben and hear what he is hearing, which is not a lot. They are muffled, they are distorted, and then when you are not in his mind, you're seeing it from other people's perspective and you're looking at Ruben, then you can hear certain sounds. And even if you can't hear anything and you're watching it with captions on, I'm quite impressed with how the captions were done, because there were a variety of things in there just to highlight for you. And that was important. I've talked about the importance and the benefits of having closed captions before and why it's so important to do it right, because then you can include everyone in it. By having this caption the way it was done, it allowed everyone to be able to expose to the story and follow along and just have that same journey as those who can hear what everyone is hearing. But the caption helped to support that. So I thought they were really done well. It really highlighted certain things that I couldn't hear. One of them was ringing intensifies, and I figured that was because of tinnitus. And for a number of times, there were a lot of insects trilling, something like that. And I'm guessing that's just a frequent thing because, well, it was. They were happening quite often, and I didn't know that because the caption was there. But it was also really highlighted at the bottom. It says muffled sound or muffled voices or sound distorted. Very important. I think that was really well done. I found the process when he was visiting an audiologist the first time was very interesting. First of all, as always, audiologists, they call out your name, which is, doesn't work. Defeats the purpose, especially for someone who's profoundly deaf. And that happened. So eventually, tap on the shoulder, and it's like, hi, Ruben, come on in, whatever. And then they did that classic test where you are trying to work out what the audiologist is saying, but he's deliberately covering his mouth. And you're trying to repeat what he's saying. And I remember I had that, and I don't tend to do that well in it. So I share the pain, Ruben, I share the pain. And then even further on, I don't understand the US health system. But I thought cochlear implants are part of insurance, or partially covered by insurance. But anyway, in the movie, they're not. So he had to find a way to get money for that. But the way it was done, the before and after the cochlear implant, it was done quite good. And I say quite because, well, first of all, they didn't do the thing where they thought cochlear implant is a miracle cure, and if you put it on, you are back to normal. That's the problem with a lot of these stupid inspiration porn videos, where they make it seem like it is a miracle and you will hear everything first time when they flick it on and that's it. Thankfully, the movie didn't do that. It actually done the right way, which was the doctor said, well, you're going to have to get used to it, or it's not going to work instantly. And the key thing that the doctor who was doing the process of switching on the cochlear implant, she said, your ears aren't fixed. And that's so important, because people think that when you have a cochlear implant, or even hearing is, you're fixed. But that's not the case. There are so much process behind the scene to get it as best as you can hear, and it's a headache, and there are training, and it's stressful. Even to this day, I just don't really enjoy that process of trying to just understand what I'm hearing, because it's hard work, and they will be distorted at that time. It's not supposed to be something that's going to make it seem like it's perfect and you're hearing like a hearing person. No, absolutely not. So that was quite good, and I say quite again because it could go into a bit more detail, but I get it, it's a film, you don't want to just prolong things, you want to get into it. But again, it's important for me to highlight that they're not a terrible thing to have. If you want hearing aids or cochlear implants, it's a personal decision, nobody should be forced into it, nobody should be discouraged, it's a personal thing. I don't frown upon it, I don't disagree with it, it's a personal thing. So that's something that should be accepted, and that's how I feel about it. But then in the film, it was a bit different, and the people were not sure about this whole fixing your hearing and your ears when you are part of a deaf community, which is what Ruben was actually being involved with, and that was quite interesting. And the big thing that I found really interesting was the, call it reverse dinner table syndrome. I've talked about that in a separate video, and this is where you sit at a table and you can't follow along what people are saying. You can't hear them, you can't really comprehend what they're saying, because there are so many voices from different directions, and that means you are at that dinner table alone and you feel left out because you're not part of the conversation. This is kind of interesting, like almost like a reverse, because Ruben was on the table with everyone else who are signing, and he doesn't know any sign language, so that's a different way of looking at the dinner table syndrome. He just couldn't keep up because he didn't know any sign language. So he felt a bit left out and he didn't know what to do with it. And then later on, he actually learned ASL and then was able to have fun and the banter and joining the conversation in the dinner table. And that was quite interesting. So I quite like that bit. There were certain things as well added to it to make it maybe more deaf accessible and deaf aware. And one of them is when the t-shirt Diane, who is played by Lauren Ridloff, and she flicks the light switch on and off to capture the attention of the students. That was quite good. And funny how she was being very patient with Ruben when he said, I don't understand ASL. Huh. It's interesting how we're very accommodating and then hearing people all get frustrated with us and they just get annoyed. How interesting. Anyway, those little things I quite like. And then there was another scene where Ruben was sitting on the metal slide, you know, in the playground where you slide down. There was a child sitting at the top and he tried to feel the vibration when Ruben was drumming on the slide with his hand, and he was just feeling it. And it highlights the importance of vibration, because there was another scene where a piano was played and everyone was just putting their hand on the piano and feel it and just feel the music. And that was important. And I think that was quite good about showing people why people value the vibration, how they listen to music, how they feel a sound. And that's really cool. I like that. It wasn't really clear about how long it took for him to learn ASL, because he actually managed to learn it quite quickly, Ruben, and was able to have conversation and being aware about lip reading and importance of being you know, able to show what you're saying when you're moving your lips, stuff like that. And it didn't really show how long it took him, and it seemed very quick when watching the film. But anyway, that was quite cool. I quite like that. I do wonder, though, what people who are fluent in ASL, native in ASL, what did they think about how they don't always show the signing in the frame? It always cuts. So you are, for example, a character is signing to Ruben. You see that character signing for a little bit. The camera then switches to Ruben to look at his reaction. But then the signing is still continuing and you're relying on the caption to keep up with the conversation. And that was interesting, but then I thought, wait a second, shouldn't you show the whole thing? Because you want to show the whole conversation in its full. But that didn't happen. So I'm very curious to know what people think about that. Because I personally feel like they should show everything in the frame when a person is signing, even if it's two people. So what? Just put them both in the same frame and just record them signing to each other in full so that people can follow along if they know sign language. That didn't happen. After all that, when he then got his cochlear implant, and this is where it kind of got a bit controversial, maybe political, in terms of why did you get your cochlear implants? You know, then if that's what you're focusing on, you want to focus on that, then you're not part of this community. And that's something, as much as I didn't like it, but I get why they recorded it, because it does happen in real life, and that was important to show, I suppose. And it was hard to watch at some time, because people always feel like they're not part of it. Sometimes they're not deaf enough or hearing enough, and they don't belong in either, and they don't fit in any of these places, so they have no sense of belonging. And that was a thing that I've talked about in a separate video, and you can check that out. And that was kind of portrayed there as well, because then Ruben tried to find his girlfriend Lou again, and that was part of a whole reason for him to do that, was because he wanted to be back together with her and get back into drumming and just get back into the music, because he has cochlear implants, and even though things are not clear, that was his objective. And then obviously when you get into that, then long story short, relationship didn't work out, and it was interesting to see how, first of all, in the very beginning, Lou looked at Ruben as if, you know, he's going to die because he lost the hearing, so shock horror is like, you know, it's the worst thing ever. And it's just so dramatic. But again, that's kind of realistic to what people do. It's like, oh my God, are you okay? And then she did the thing where she talks on the phone and doesn't really include him in the conversation. And it's like that almost, it doesn't matter, or I'll tell you later attitude. Oh man, hate that. Absolutely hate that. Anyway, I'm getting off track here. Basically, they're trying to make it work together, but it's clear that things have changed, and he tried to get involved with the conversation. There was a party, and you would think when you have cochlear implants, you'd be able to follow along in a party, right? It makes sense, because that's just the way it works. No, it doesn't. And I'm glad that was shown, that when you have cochlear implants, you're not just able to seamlessly blend into this noisy, crowded party environment. That doesn't work like that. I've always hated being in a conversation in a crowded room, because it's just a pain to try to keep up, if you can keep up at all. And that was interesting transition then for Ruben to then realize, you know what, maybe I'm going to have to accept this new thing and accept his identity in a different way. And he managed to find peace in himself and stillness. And I liked the scene near the end where he was sitting somewhere in the city, and it was noisy, sound distortion. But then he took off his cochlear implant, and it was silence. And I don't think that's realistic, because he should be able to hear certain things. It can't be silent, maybe muffled. But anyway, bear with me. What I like about that then is like saying, you know what? He took it off, silence. He embraced what's around him. He embraced the silence. He got into this stillness scene, and then kind of ended like that in a way, to accept who he is, and that was it. Kind of nice. I feel like there were maybe opportunities that were missed out there. I couldn't help but think about whether they should have maybe looked into a way for him to become a deaf drummer, because that is possible, to be a drummer when you're deaf. Maybe he could have found a way to do that in a different way, maybe not with the same band. Maybe he went on to teach people how to play the drums to deaf people. I feel like there's a story there that could have maybe made the scene kind of almost complete, the whole film, just round it all up. But it seemed to really focus on him trying to find his identity so that he can get back his girlfriend, kind of like that, not always. But I couldn't help but think, what if you added that a little bit more and just show that, okay, he's deaf, but not only he managed to find his own identity and accept himself, but he was able to still continue being a drummer in some way. And that would have been interesting, I think. Overall, I enjoyed it. There were things that I thought could have done better, and there were things that people might not like, and I just thought it was a good film. And one of the big talking points people said was it should have been played by deaf people, and that should have been the main focus. And I get it, and I always advocate for that. I'm wondering, though, whether that is necessary in this particular case, because the character, Ruben, is late deafened, so he was hearing, and then he lost his hearing. So people say that he should have been played maybe by a deaf person who is oral speaker. But I'm not sure. I think it was the right decision to have a hearing actor, because that is the beginning of that transition from hearing to deaf. And you want to start from there, and that person trying to learn, kind of learn how to be deaf. And that was why, for me personally, I felt like it made sense having Riz Ahmed to be the main actor in this. What do you think? Because a lot of people feel like it should have been played by a deaf actor. I don't know. I think it makes sense having Riz there as the main actor, because he's late deaf and he's hearing. The character started hearing, and then that transition happened. You can argue a different story about the other actors, so maybe that could have been done differently. Maybe you could have more, I don't know, maybe more people representing in the right area. Maybe. But in terms of the main character, I feel like he was the right person, and he's a really good actor. Anyway, I'd love to know what you think about the film. If you haven't seen it, check it out on Amazon Prime. And if you have, let me know what you think in a comment. I'd love to hear your thoughts. It's good to get representation on the screen, and you get to follow along the story, and you can relate to it. I guess that's why I enjoyed it, because I related to a lot of things. But then there are things that I don't relate to, and I've kind of learned something along the way as well, and I find that good. So even if you are hearing, I'm sure you have learned a lot. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Really appreciate your time. Let me know what you think. And while you're at it, I would really appreciate it if you can subscribe, follow, or like on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on. It just takes a few seconds. I'd really appreciate it if you click on those buttons. In the meantime, I will speak to you again soon. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Hear Me Out CC podcast, courtesy of HearMeOutCC.com.